Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Northeastern women's hockey team made it to the national championship game for the first time ever last night and came up just short. The top-seeded Huskies lost to Wisconsin in overtime by a score of 2-1. Head coach Dave Flint joins us as the team is leaving Erie, Pennsylvania, where the game was played, and heading back to Boston. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So last night, 3 minutes into overtime, the Badgers score the winning goal when a puck deflected off a Huskies player. This was such a hard-fought game, scoreless for the first two periods, and then that happened. Not exactly how you drew it up.
Yeah, it was unfortunate, and, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes, but it was just, I was sad for the girls because they competed so hard and battled just through this whole season, but especially in that game. And you know, we were right there, had a chance to win our first national championship, and then came up short on a bad bounce. And, you know, so the girls were devastated by it, but still doesn't change the fact that, you know, they had a great year, and I was proud of all that they've accomplished.
Right. Now, nobody scored in last night's game until 9 minutes remaining in the third period, at which point the Badgers took the lead. But then just seconds later, your Huskies answered with their first goal. How do you coach through that kind of tension?
Yeah, you know, it was a defensive battle, and it was back and forth, and teams had opportunities. And then when they broke through, you know, it just went to show the resiliency of our team. You know, they answered back that next shift with a goal, and they've kind of been like that all year. You know, they never get too high, never get too low, and they stay focused on what they need to do. And last night was, you know, another example of that. And, you know, that was a huge goal to tie it up and, you know, give us a chance, you know, to go into overtime and have a chance to win.
Now, your goalie made remarkable saves all game. The Women's Hockey Commissioners Association has named Erin Frankel the 2021 Goalie of the Year. Tell us a little bit more about her accomplishments.
Yeah, she's been the backbone of our team. And, you know, successful teams have good goalies. And she's been outstanding for us for 4 years. But this year, especially, her numbers have been off the charts, and she gives us a chance every time we play to win a game. And last night she did that again. She came up with some big saves at big times, and you know, it was hard, you know, for me to see them score that overtime goal, because, you know, it wasn't a goal that was her fault, or it was just a bad bounce. And you know, I felt like she deserved better than that, and our kids did too. But Erin's been great all year, and she's also a top three finalist for the Patty Kazmaier Award, and we'll find out next Saturday if she wins that for women's college hockey's top player. So, you know, she's been the rock for us, and we've been lucky to have her.
What did you tell your players after the loss last night?
I just told them there's nothing to hang their heads about. They battled. There's no regrets after that. You know, they gave their best effort, and it was an unfortunate bounce the way it ended. And, you know, at the end of the day, they were all upset. And I said, hey, the reason it hurts so bad is because you guys care so much, and you put so much into this year and made so many sacrifices to get to that point and get so close and then just come up a little bit short. But, you know, it makes them better as players and as people. And, you know, I told our returning kids, like, hey, this isn't the only time we're going to be here. We'll be back.
Can you share with us something or some things you learned about your players and about yourself over this past unusually difficult and unusually successful season?
Yeah, I think, you know, I learned how resilient my players are. And it's been a tough year for everybody. And, you know, for me, too, it was a really hard year. And, you know, one thing that helped get us through it was how close we all were and how much we supported each other. And I think we came together more as a team this year, dealing with all of this together. And, you know, I think for the team too, they realize that there's so much they can achieve when they work together and they come together as a team. And you know, it was just really nice to see.
Northeastern University women's hockey head coach Dave Flint, thank you.
Thank you.